Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Really excited to be able to talk to Beverly Mitchell today. I'm really grateful that she is able to spend some time with us today and talk all about motherhood and also about the shift in perspective of motherhood since being on her show. And so I'm really excited about that. Hello, hello. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You know what? Just living the dream. So just
living the dream with all of your girls. I mean, you have three, right?
Actually, one is a boy. He just has really long hair.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Both of my brothers had long hair, and I love little boys with long hair. It's like the cutest thing ever.
You know what? It wasn't supposed to happen, but he just had beautiful hair that I could never cut, and it just became his identity. And like, his hair is literally to his butt. And he loves it though, because it's one of those weird things that actually ended up being a great parenting thing, because he doesn't care what anyone thinks about him. So like, if people call him a girl, he's like, "Ah, boy." And so it's like, cute. It doesn't even bother him. Like, he has no, it, like, his identity is just like, he's like, "I love my hair. It's pretty. It's fine."
I love that. And so you're two, how old are your girls?
So my oldest is 9. Okay. My son is 8, and my littlest is 2.5.
Does your oldest daughter like to like dress your son up? Because I did that with my two brothers. My sister Christina and I did their hair, because they had long hair also. Yeah. We did their hair. We put them in dresses. Like, we did the whole thing.
Yeah. He's now kind of like caught on to her. So he's like, I'm not really into that. But like, when he was younger, oh my gosh, there's so many times they used to play tricks and used to try to like dress like each other. So they would switch. And so to figure out if we could figure out who was Kenzie and who was Hutton, because Kenzie would wear Hutton's clothes and Hutton would wear Kenzie's clothes. And half the time we would both be like, "Wait, which one are you?"
They're like, "We are successful at this game."
Exactly. Yeah. They look a lot. They also look very similar. So they could be twins. They look like they could be twins.
So amazing. I absolutely love that. And you definitely have your hands full with your three kids. I mean, they're like all close in age. They're all, you know, younger. And I saw your video this morning, which I absolutely loved. It was so cute.
They were so sweet. I love that opportunity for Kenzie to like read to Maisel, because of course we can read to her, but there's something so special about having the siblings. And your book was so perfect. Oh. It was so cute. I just had to record it because it was just too cute.
That's so sweet. Well, thank you so much. And I want to hear about all things motherhood with you and just like how everything is going. And then also, I loved the idea of being able to, since you've been, you know, doing your show and had like a whole new insight into, you know, moms who are, you know, in service, and just being able to shift perspectives on certain things. I want to hear all about that. And also for, you know, for people to be able to hear about your show and your role on that. And also just like that whole world I want to know about, because that's actually a subject that we haven't even talked about on BDA Baby, which is such an important one. And who better to talk about it than you, since you're playing one and really in it.
You know, when they came to me for Special Forces, I genuinely was like, were they confused? Like, did they look me up? Because this is not where I belong, like, at all.
Yeah.
And so there was a moment of like, kind of like, okay, we should just say yes before they figure it out, because this is a huge mistake on their part. And what was crazy is what began of that journey is kind of preparing yourself for something so intense. Special Forces is, even the best of trying to prepare is not something you can prepare. But what I thought was amazing was, it was the first time time that I took an opportunity that I knew I was going to have zero control over. Mm-hmm. And I'm a control freak. I'm an only child. I have to control my circumstances. I need to have a hand in everything that's going on. And I knew that this show was going to challenge every fiber of my being, because I was going to be constantly living in fear, because we never knew what was coming around. We had no support systems while we were there, because we were completely cut off from our families, which was a huge, like, it was the first time I ever left Maisel. And I've never not been able to talk to my family. So it was definitely a, you know, quite a journey. But I was excited to kind of force myself to be uncomfortable and force myself to face fears and see what I was made of. Because if people ask me, I'm like, I don't know. They're like, one of the questions, they're like, are you afraid of heights? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, are you afraid of water? I'm like, I don't think so. They're like, are you afraid of fire? If we set you on fire, how will you feel? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, hi. I don't know. So I literally showed up just being like, let's do this. Let's try.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's one of those things I almost wish everyone could experience, because the amount of worth that you learn about yourself and what you're capable of in these extreme crazy scenarios is, you see how much we get in our own way. And I think us as moms, often we're so focused on our family and we're so focused on everyone else that, like, we forget get to fill up that bucket. Yeah. And we forget that, like, we're fearless. Like, we are, like, we are the mama bears. We can do far more than we give ourselves credit for, because we're so busy trying to take care of everybody else. So this was something I did for myself, and it literally, like, blew my mind. But was one, I've had three children. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
And can you explain that? Because I think, like, the, first of all, the idea of wanting to make yourself uncomfortable and push yourself. I mean, I think that, you know, I also like to be able to, like, have my hands in everything and be able to, like, make sure things are going as much as, you know, as planned as possible, but being able to voluntarily put yourself in that situation and then also be introduced to a world of, you know, of other people and also, you know, another profession and moms who are in that situation in real life, and be introduced to that world of, you know, leaving your children or your family at home, doing that, being, you know, of service. And what was that like, to be introduced to that whole world, you know, as an actor, but then also being able to be introduced to it in real life?
Well, I mean, that was the best part about it, is we all kind of, there's 16, you know, we all did really well in our careers, but then to be put into a place in which none of that mattered, we were instantly, like, reduced to numbers. Mm-hmm. It really allowed us to kind of, like, there was no fronting. There was no, like, no one was like, well, this is my accolades. Like, it was very much like we got to know each other on such a, like, such a deep level so quickly. Obviously, Jamie Lynn and I connected the fastest, because we both were, like, missing our kids. And also with Mal B, who's, like, the mama bear. And Kate, we were all talking about all of our kids and being moms, and, like, we were all in different journeys of motherhood too, which was wonderful. But, you know, Jamie Lynn, I definitely was, she wanted to go home as soon as she got there. She was already like, I miss my baby. I want to go home. I'm done. And I was like, please stay. So it was amazing to kind of have this built-in support system where we could, you know, and it's funny, like you take us all the way to Jordan and we can't stop talking about our kids and we're literally like trying, but of course, you know, we don't have phones, we don't have pictures. So we just like, don't shut up. We just keep talking about but it was amazing to see us both kind of push forward and also like have that connection that like bonded us instantly. It was like, but then again, as I say that, we all, I had bonds that I never would have thought, like, because the group of people that we were with, like, I wouldn't expect to become best friends with them. But I have to say this, I have to say the sisterhood of those women is remarkable, because I will be honest, like, I've just been struggling lately and I've just had some really down days. And for me, I don't like to rely on people. I don't like to ask for help and I don't like to be a burden. But I found myself reaching out to them and I just said, hey, girls, like, I don't know what you're doing in the world, but I'm just struggling and I just need to just let it out. I don't need you to fix it. I don't need you to come to my rescue, but I just need an open space in which just to let it out. And that sisterhood, my tribe, like rallied like no other. Mm-hmm. And just gave us, and it's amazing because in prior to Special Forces, I never would have even admitted it. I would have just swallowed it, gone about my day. Mm-hmm. And to create a space in which, and that's what the armed forces are amazing. I mean, you may not like each other, but you will always show up for each other.
Yeah.
No matter what.
What was the, you know, I think that there are a lot of moms and also people in general who would relate to you saying, you know, I'm having down days. I don't like to lean on other people or ask for help in that way. But you know, which of course, like we all have moments where we feel that way, and being able to lean on other people, especially when you're a parent or even regardless if you're not a parent, just being able to have that village of people that you can lean on to vent to or get support from is so important and so needed. What allowed you to actually ask for help or ask for support that maybe previously you wouldn't have been able to allow yourself to do that?
I think the big thing I learned in Special Forces is like, just because I would always consider myself strong. So I felt like in that moment, that was me being weak. Right. If I asked for help. What I didn't realize, and what through working with the DS and working through all of these tasks that they put us through, is strength comes in knowing what you can and cannot do. Strength comes in saying, hey, like, I do need help, and finding that help and going to the right person. Mm-hmm. And there's so much power in just releasing that energy and saying, like, because I sent a message and I just said, I need a safe space. Mm-hmm. And they all came through. And what was amazing is the things that they said to me, they're like, you're our safe space. The fact that you came to us and allowed us gives us also, you opened up a dialogue for all of us in you just saying that you needed a moment. Because now we all have this. And it was incredible because now all of a sudden I empowered other women by me just saying, I'm having a bad day and I just need my friends. Mm-hmm. And literally we're all across the country. I mean, I think Mel B's she's in Asia somewhere. I don't even know where she is. But to know that like we all are sending that love and we all have that support and we all have that open dialogue was amazing. And I have good friends, but I never wanted to be a burden to them. But because when we were in Special Forces, like we went through so much stuff and it's almost like trauma bonding.
Yeah.
I would say.
For sure. Yeah.
Because we definitely like, there's things that nobody else will ever understand in this world, what we went through.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, by the way, doesn't even come close to what they put us through.
Yeah.
I think it looks so much easier on the show. I'm like, I would so do that again.
Yeah.
But that's not what I did.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Especially since becoming a mom myself, there is definitely this, you know, common theme that I notice with other moms of not wanting to be a burden, not wanting to ask for help, not wanting to say, like, can you help me here? Or I'm having a bad day. Is that something that now that you've been able to put yourself in that position of being comfortable to ask for help or to ask for even just like words of encouragement when you're having a down day, is that something that, I mean, it seems like you wanting to spread awareness of like the importance of people, but especially moms being able to feel comfortable doing that.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing that I've learned through all of this is, I mean, it's very easy. We look at social media and everything is perfect and pretty mm-hmm. and great. And that's not the truth. And I've always been very vocal about being real, being honest and being authentic because, you know, we all have bad days and we have to find healthy ways in which to handle them. And for me, like that's a journey that I'm still working on, but like, I feel like it's so important to not have to swallow it and to find like, whether it's little things, like there's been times where like our car wasn't working. So I needed a ride. I called my friend and I was trying to talk to her. I was like, so if you're kind of like on the way through my neighborhood, could you like, would it be cool? And she's like, are you trying to ask me for help? And I'm like, I believe that is what I'm trying to do. And it was even through that process with her. She's like, all you have to say is, hey, can you pick me up and I'll come get you? And she's like, and if I can't come get you, then I won't. And I was like, okay. And it was amazing because just that very simple conversation. And she's like, it's okay. I don't look at you any different because you asked me for help. She's like, if anything, I feel closer to you. And so it's this kind of very backwards thinking where we feel this burden to do it all. Mm-hmm. And the reality is we don't. So it's a learning process for me, but it has been so much better to like start leaning on other people and allowing people to help me because I'm the one that will go out of my way to help everyone around me. Right. I will go to the ends of the earth if someone asks me to, like, but I've never let anyone do that for me. Mm-hmm. And I think
that
it's very important that we start allow and create the tribe around you. And a lot of people I talk to, they're like, well, I don't have a tribe. I'm like, okay, well then start little by little.
Yeah.
Just start finding people you have things in common with. And like, you will find your people because I think like-minded people attract like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you have to open. You have to be open.
Yeah, you do, for sure. And I think that even just like around this conversation and just like you talking about your experience, I think that there's, you know, there's so much awareness, especially since we've been in the pandemic, of around mental health and around, you know, the importance of reaching out to people who, you know, need help or are in need. And, you know, has been a lot of mental health awareness around parents who have been parenting in the pandemic and just struggling in general. I'm wondering, since you're at a place now where you're comfortable asking for help or even talking about, you know, having days where you don't feel great or you don't feel down, are there any tips that you would say to people to, you know, maybe help others in need, or if they feel like they're struggling, to be able to get to a place where they're comfortable enough to ask for help?
Well, I think the biggest key is, I think all of us don't want to ask for help based on the fear of looking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's usually what holds you back. It's usually the fear of, but that's usually your own situation that you're creating this like story around what it looks like. But I definitely have to say, like, Because, I mean, listen, I'm 42 years old and I just learned how to do it. So, I mean, it's not, this was not an easy, and this was probably one of the hardest tasks I learned during Special Forces, was kind of stop putting so much pressure on myself to be everything for everyone, to do everything for everyone, to be, in my opinion, what I felt, what I had put this label on as weak. And I realized like that the label was incorrect and I was misreading all of those cues. So it is really about kind of shifting perspective. It's about shifting your mindset and really creating a space in which you can let it out. And it's amazing because you never know what's going to come of it. Mm-hmm. You never know that like if you sharing your bad day, you might be helping someone off a ledge that they might be on and they might be struggling with, because you just created a conversation in which they can feel free and they can be open and they can say, you know what, I've been struggling too. Mm-hmm. And I think the reality is we're all struggling at some point in some way. All of it can be different. And I also think that not comparing one's situation to another and just allowing them both to have space and both to have breath is a really powerful message, because I mean, there's some, everyone's got something going on.
Right.
Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's so true. And I think, you know, those tips are so helpful. And also just like your vulnerability around it is so helpful. And I know will help other people feel comfortable enough to feel like they see themselves in your experience, and also that they feel comfortable enough to also reach out for help and even help others. When it comes to, because you touched on like wanting to have everything under control and yeah, also being a mom too, and having three kids and a career and a relationship, like all the different things going on, how do you find balance in everything that you do and everything that you have going on?
You know, I mean, that is the $1 million question. You know, I definitely would not say I'm balanced, but what I try to do is I try to just focus on each and every day's tasks. And I try not to, I used to have the big picture. I used to have this big, long plan. That was really cute. That was really cute. It's just not possible. I mean, I'm constantly juggling with like trying to get to soccer practice. I mean, I try to focus on what is going to make me happy. And of course, I love work and I love what I do, but first and foremost, my family is what makes me happy. So we have like made that commitment. So usually like by 2 o'clock, I'm out and I'm with my kids and I've got soccer practice and I'm the pure soccer mom that's like running around like a crazy person. And I'm just trying to focus on those moments. But I think staying in each and every day and just doing the best that I can and just taking away one win. I don't even need two wins. Like, let's just take one away. Like if there's one win a day, then like I am like, that's great. And it could come at the very end of the night when like Maisie just tells me like she loves me and I'm like, okay, there's a win. I'm good. Like today's a win. Yeah. Today's a good day.
Yeah.
I just think that it's so hard and it's so easy to look at everyone else and to think that, you know, you're not stepping up. Mm-hmm. And I think that we just really need to remove that filter of comparison, because comparison is the thief of joy. The thief mm-hmm. of joy. Yeah. And I just really think that in today's world, that's what we're too focused on what everyone else is doing and comparing what we're doing to them. And it's just, if I have one thing to say, is just to just live in your life and live in your moment and be, you can celebrate other people and you can be happy for them, but just don't compare yourself, because it's just, you never know what's actually on the other side of that lens. Cause
yeah,
usually like, I mean, I could take a pretty picture and I also have a kid with yogurt all over her head and like, you know, completely just destroyed the kitchen, and like put crayons all over the back of the couch. And
yeah,
you know, you just don't see that.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the great things, and I know we're almost at time here, but I think one of the great things is that you're talking about always is that you're really open about just like the beautiful moments of life and motherhood and also the challenging ones. And I feel like this is a question that like I constantly am getting, and I'm curious your answer is, how do you not, you know, part of just life is also like being on social media and, you know, showing different parts of life and, you know, showing the great things and also showing the not great things and like the days where you feel great and also the days where you don't feel great. But there is, you know, you do go on social media and other people that maybe are in your Instagram feed or just like on social media in general, how do you prevent yourself from comparing yourself to or seeing other people and saying like, well, you know, they're doing this or they seem to be doing this really easily. Why aren't I doing that? Like, I feel like that's, especially with moms, like that was something that I was really surprised by when I became a mom and, you know, on social media was just that there was all this like, you know, comparing and this person's doing this thing differently. And like, why are you choosing to use that stroller, feed that to your child? Like there was just so much feedback, but how do you not let that noise impact your daily life?
You know, I just realized that it's very easy to make judgments behind a screen. So I had to like kind of like step back and I had to like watch the comments and kind of remove myself and just know that like, as I could put up really pretty pictures, like I knew what was happening. Like I knew that the days that were hard and the days where like I didn't feel good about myself and I wasn't cheery. I felt like I was failing as a mom, or I felt like I was failing as a person or as a wife. And I knew that in those moments that everyone else had those too. And so I knew like, okay, I might not be showing it. So they're certainly not showing it. And I was able to kind of just pull myself away from it. And just instead I use social media as a tool to share the real moments. And also like, yeah, do I love looking through people's feeds and do I love looking at the pretty pictures and do I love getting inspiration? Absolutely. But I have removed this idealization and this like goal setting of like to be that mom. Like I right. know I'm never going to be the fashionable mom that drops off the kids in the morning. Like I know right? I'm going to be the one that always looks like she just rolled out in her pajamas. And you know what? I did. And their lunches are never going to look like bento box pretty. Like, I mean, I'm lucky that they're eating and I feel good about that. And like, let's just take it as we can. Like, you know, like, do I feed my kids waffles in the morning? Sure. Do they occasionally look at a screen? Yep. Like all the things that I originally were like, I'm not going to be that mom. Mm-hmm. I just realized that like, there is no that mom. Just be their mom.
Yeah.
You don't have, there's no category in which we need to like be in.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows what's best for our kids or what's best for our family or what's best for us. And like, we're all just trying to survive because it is hard.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get easier. And I feel like we just need to remove that like pressure cooker situation that we put ourselves in because we're gonna fail if we keep putting all this burden and all these loads on us and these expectations. And if we, you know, at the end of the day, if your kid goes to bed happy and with a smile on their face, like you did a damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. I mean, I just think we don't need to make life any harder than it is because it's already hard.
Yeah. I love that. And I love, you know, this idea of just being the perfect mom for your kids and not being any other kind of mom, just the, as you said it, just their mom. And I think that's such a beautiful statement and shows how in tune you are with being your kid's mom and being such a great mom and also being comfortable asking for your village to step up when you need it. And that's such an important thing as a mom and just as a person to feel comfortable, you know, being able to do that and not saying like, oh, we need to do everything by ourselves. And we need to just like, be like, oh, I'm the strong person because I'm doing everything alone. Like that's not you know, the strength really comes from asking for help and asking for people to step up when you need it. And I love that you are not only talking about your experiences, you know, being a mom and also mental health and your experiences on your Special Forces show, but also just being able to be a real mom that shares the ups and downs of life, the beautiful and the not so beautiful, and just reality. I think it's, as a mom myself, it's definitely so refreshing and also really admirable to see how open you are and just like how much of life you choose to share that's every aspect of it. So thank you so much for taking time and talking to us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. This was so fun. And thank you for giving me a space to share.
Of course. I think it's so important. And everything that you talk about when it comes to like just mental health awareness, it's so helpful for so many people. And it's also, you know, I'm sure it's helpful for you to be able to be open and talk about it and know that it's helping people feel less alone in their journey and seen in your experience. And so it's just, it's awesome. So I'm so grateful that you're doing that. And I know other people are as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's no shame in having a bad day.
Trust me, I agree. I think it's so important, and I don't think people do it enough. And so I think, you know, for people to be able to see that you're doing that and doing it so openly is so awesome. And I'm grateful that you shared it all today.
Well, thank you so much. And I loved it.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Beverly. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.